Dismantling the Illusion: Biden's America Under the Conservative Microscope. Wake up to the pulse of America through the lens of conservative clarity with today's edition of Patriots Prime Digest. Last night, primetime titans Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity dissected the veneer of unity presented by the Biden administration, revealing the deep-seated ideological battles and policy missteps shaping our nation. As we navigate through these turbulent times, Patriots Prime Digest is here to arm you with the insights necessary to understand the true state of our union. Let's dive into the critical discussions that are defining the conservative movement and the future of America. Unraveling the Ingraham Angle, a deep dive into the clash of ideologies and unity in disarray. In the latest episode of the Ingraham Angle, host Laura Ingraham provided an incisive analysis of contemporary political strife, focusing on President Joe Biden's recent addresses and the administration's apparent discord with conservative values. The episode, aptly titled Fiery, Feisty, Phony, dissected Biden's rhetoric on unity, juxtaposed with his subsequent actions and statements, which Ingram argued only served to deepen national divisions. In a segment deeply critical of Biden's handling of the State of the Union address, Ingraham highlighted the president's vehement attacks on his predecessor and MAGA supporters, suggesting an abandonment of his initial promises of unity and cooperation. The critique extended to Biden's policy directions, or the lack thereof, alleging that his administration's strategies, particularly regarding the billionaire tax and foreign policy, are both unrealistic and detached from the pressing issues confronting the American populace. Adding layers to the discourse, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich shared his observations, characterizing Biden's speech as one of the most divisive and destructive state addresses he had witnessed. Gingrich underscored the stark contrast between Biden's approach and the more statesmanlike demeanor of past presidents during similar occasions. The conversation took a poignant turn with the discussion around the tragic consequences of the Afghanistan withdrawal, as highlighted by the arrest of Steve Nakui, a Gold Star father. This segment underscored the perceived lack of accountability from the Biden administration regarding the palpable human cost of its foreign policy decisions. Transitioning from foreign to domestic concerns, the issue of bans on social media platforms such as TikTok was broached, with specific attention to the allegations against TikTok for potentially endangering national security due to its Chinese ownership. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis voiced her concerns, emphasizing the necessity for legislative action against entities that pose a risk to American data privacy and security. Lastly, the episode touched upon the peculiar initiative launched by North Face, a racial equity course aimed at making outdoor activities more inclusive. Interviews with Xavier DeRousseau, previously involved with BLM and now a PragerU personality, added a critical perspective on such corporate endeavors, questioning their efficacy and underlying motivations. In summary, the Ingraham Angle challenged its audience to scrutinize the Biden administration's commitment to unity and effective governance amidst a landscape fraught with ideological conflicts, policy missteps, and societal polarization. The episode urged a reevaluation of leadership that professes unity yet stokes division, advocating for a return to principled, inclusive, and conscientious governance. Confronting the Political Divide: A Conservative Lens on Biden's State of the Union and Beyond. In the latest episode of Jesse Waters' World, the conservative dialogue unfolded with a piercing analysis of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, juxtaposed against historical presidential speeches, a critique on the Democrats' handling of law enforcement, and a dissection of several local scandals, providing a rich tapestry of discussions that underscored the conservative concerns dominating today's political environment. Opening with a powerful contrast between Biden's performance and those of Abraham Lincoln and Franklin D. Roosevelt, Jesse Waters criticized the current president for not embodying the same unifying spirit as his predecessors. He highlighted Biden's late arrival and what he perceived as a self-aggrandizing entrance that played more to the gallery than to the gravitas of the occasion. Waters argued that Biden, by comparing himself to Lincoln and FDR and declaring himself a wartime president, is not rallying the nation, but instead framing the political discourse as a battle to be won, with opposition branded as the enemy of democracy. Critique did not only fall upon Biden, but extended towards the Democratic Party and its flirtations with a police state, as evidenced by discussions on increased policing measures in public spaces. Through the prism of conservative scrutiny, such moves were portrayed as fear-mongering tactics rather than meaningful steps towards safety and order. Waters, guests added layers to these conversations, providing a multifaceted view on the topics at hand. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy voiced concerns over Biden's speech being a divisive and political maneuver rather than a unifying call to action, suggesting that it served more as a rallying cry for Biden's base amidst internal party divisions rather than addressing the pressing issues facing ordinary Americans. The episode also touched on societal issues with a careful examination of the Oklahoma toe-licking scandal and other degrading school fundraising strategies, using these microcosms to critique wider societal and educational system failures under Democratic governance. Biden's portrayal as energetically defending his record and promises during the State of the Union was countered by Waters and his guests as a facade, suggesting that behind the grandiose claims of victory and progress lies a reality marred by policy failures, from the handling of the border crisis to economic distress felt by everyday Americans. The depiction of Biden's address as an angry diatribe rather than a visionary discourse was a recurring theme, drawing attention to what conservatives see as his administration's inability to acknowledge and rectify current hardships. In summarizing the viewpoints across the episode, it is evident that Jesse Waters' world remains staunchly rooted in conservative principles, advocating for a political landscape where accountability, historical reverence, and a focus on American unity and prosperity take precedence over what they describe as divisive rhetoric and policy missteps under the current administration. This episode stands as a testament to the conservative commitment to challenge and question the status quo, reinforcing their dedication to preserving what they see as the core values and principles that define America. Amidst these intricate discussions, the episode underscored a call to action for conservative unity and vigilance as the political battleground continues to evolve, stressing the importance of dialogue, critique, and advocacy in shaping the future of American politics and society. Jacked Up Joe and the State of the Union, a deep dive into Hannity's conservative analysis. In a fervent episode of The Hannity Show on Fox News, Sean Hannity offered a scathing review of President Joe Biden's recent State of the Union address, which he mockingly dubbed the performance of Jacked Up Joe. In his relentless critique, Hannity painted a picture of Biden as an over-caffeinated figure screaming through what was intended to be a defining speech. According to Hannity, Biden's presentation was a stark contrast from the subdued and oft in confused persona the public has regularly observed, suggesting an attempt to mask cognitive declines with aggressive oratory. Hannity dissected segments of the address, highlighting Biden's conspicuous mistakes, such as referring to a Gold Star family member by the incorrect name and misrepresenting key statistics. He took particular issue with Biden's calling for unity and progress, while simultaneously engaging in rhetoric that Hannity and his guests categorized as divisive and misleading. The show also delved into the bipartisan reactions, with Hannity criticizing the mainstream media's immediate laudatory spin on Biden's performance. Despite the praise from some quarters, Hannity and his team underscored a broad disapproval from the American public, underscored by polling data showing Biden's approval ratings consistently underwater. In an analysis of Biden's political maneuvers, Hannity keenly noted the president's utilization of the race card against Donald Trump, drawing parallels to Biden's historical stances on racial issues that starkly contradict his current posture. With videos and examples from Biden's past, Hannity aimed to dismantle the narrative of Biden as a unifying figure on race relations. The episode featured insights from regular Fox News contributors Joe Concha, Tammy Bruce, and Project 21 Chairman Horace Cooper, each offering their unique perspectives on Biden's address and his administration's policies. Concha pointed out Biden's attempt to demonstrate vigor and command, criticized as patently loud and decidedly decisive. Bruce emphasized the performative aspect of Biden's delivery, stressing the importance of genuine leadership amidst national crises rather than theatrical displays meant to reassure skeptical voters. Cooper, meanwhile, remarked on the disservice Biden's policies have done to core demographics of the Democratic base, particularly criticizing the administration's economic and border policies for their detrimental effects on African American communities. Adding to the critique was Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who offered a rebuttal to Biden's address. Britt remarked on the discrepancy between Biden's presentation and the reality of his policies, particularly criticizing the administration's handling of border security and economic issues. In a poignant closing, Hannity illuminated the incident of a Gold Star father arrested during the State of the Union for heckling Biden, highlighting the disconnect between Biden's rhetoric on supporting military families and the real-life experiences of those mourning the costs of his foreign policy decisions. Hannity's episode was a masterclass in conservative polemics, vigorously contesting the narrative around Biden's State of the Union address and underlining the persistent concerns held by many Americans regarding the direction under the current administration. Through a blend of analysis, firsthand accounts, and biting critique, Hannity's show solidified its position as a cornerstone of conservative commentary, unafraid to challenge the status quo and advocate for the principles it upholds. United in purpose, charting our course to truth and integrity. As we close today's chapter of insightful discourse, let us remember the power of informed debate and the importance of holding our leaders accountable. Through the sharp analyses provided by the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity, we are reminded of our duty to question, to challenge, and to demand transparency and integrity in governance. Patriots Prime Digest remains your daily beacon of truth, offering exclusive content that enlightens and empowers. Subscribe now to join a community dedicated to preserving the principles that make America great. Let's stand united in our quest for a brighter, more informed tomorrow.